The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The House just approved a short-term funding bill, delaying a potential government shutdown for another week. It now goes to the Senate for a final vote. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was on Capitol Hill today, where he was questioned by lawmakers about why he didn't disclose his recent hospitalization.
Back in December, I should have promptly informed the president, my team in Congress, and the American people of my cancer diagnosis and subsequent treatment. Again, we did not handle this right, and I did not handle it right.
CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez tells us one of the toughest immigration laws in the country, passed by Texas, has been temporarily blocked by a federal judge.
Critics of this law say that it would lead to chaotic situations, racial profiling, and also overwhelm public safety resources, including county jails. The law was set to take effect this Tuesday.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Wisconsin next week. She'll highlight the Biden administration's efforts to promote union job growth and apprenticeship programs while in Madison. Harris was in Waukesha County in January as part of a string of visits from top White House officials ahead of the presidential campaign. Electric buses are becoming more common in Wisconsin, but there's still a ways to go. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She admits charging stations for buses require more infrastructure than for cars.
It definitely requires more equipment, may require transformer upgrades, and that is more costly.
Wisconsin got more than $25 million in federal support 2 years ago to replace 65 diesel school buses with electric ones. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Veterans who are exposed to toxins and other hazardous materials will be able to apply for VA health care as soon as March 5th. This means all veterans who served in the Vietnam War, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Global War on Terror, or any other combat zone after 9/11 will be eligible to enroll directly in VA health care without first applying for VA benefits. You can visit va.gov/pact for more information. Area youth softball organizations have the opportunity to receive Rawlings equipment. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters have opened up applications for the Share the Glove Youth Softball Equipment Grant. This is in partnership with Rawlings and the Northwoods League Foundation. The organization chosen from the applicants will receive Rawlings equipment, including a set of catcher's gear, 6 batting helmets, 10 fielding gloves, a bucket of practice softballs, and 3 bats. You can find information at northwoodsleague.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Say it with me, the Boxing 6. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers losing to the Chicago Cubs 6-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on seeing Craig Counsell in a Cubs uniform for the first time.
It's weird seeing him in those colors, but that's what reality is right now. Move on. But yeah, every time we see each other, we exchange pleasantries, but we're both worried about getting our club ready to play the regular season.
NBA, the Bucks are in Charlotte against the Hornets. Milwaukee looking to make it 4-0 since the All-Star break. College hoops, Marquette trounced Providence 91-69. But one of the Golden Eagles' best players, Tyler Kolek, had to leave the game. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Tyler, don't know exactly the extent of his injury, but he went out there. You guys saw he wasn't able to stay in the game, so he's getting checked out right now.
It's an oblique injury for Tyler?
Looks like it. Something in that area.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Today, we start the climb up the roller coaster that peaks on Sunday. Under sunny skies today, we'll soar to highs in the mid-40s. Winds will become a bit breezy, though, gusting out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. As they continue tomorrow, too, we'll climb into the 50s. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this February 29th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two at 3:30, we're going to talk to our friend Jackie Carantini, human development and relationship educator with UW-Madison Extension. Right now in studio, we have some of our favorite people. Jennifer Allen, Chief Executive Officer over at the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids area. Jennifer, good to see you.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate
Thanks
the time.
For having us.
And you brought a friend. We have Katie Johnson with us as well, Special Events and Marketing Director. Katie, good to see you.
Hello. Good to see you.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time, you two. We don't get a chance to talk to you all enough at the Boys and Girls Club. So I would love to take a moment just to kind of highlight some of the features and some of the great things that our local Boys and Girls Club offers. We've got so many wonderful things over there that go on. I know for me, one of my favorite things is driving past that beautiful building here in town. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, especially with the weather we've been having, there's always kids out there. There's always like laughter and excitement and fun. I've gotten to stop by the Boys and Girls Club a couple of times. And every time there is such a great energy in that building. How do you do that? No, it's the youth. It's kids. They bring it out of us a lot, too, right?
Yeah, I think we really try to make a safe for our kids to feel welcomed and belong. We serve over 1,300 youth in our community through different programs, mainly at our Wisconsin Rapids Center, and then we have two school-based sites at Nakusa and Port Edwards, and then we also run a morning program with six elementary schools. So we serve a lot of kids that people don't even realize in different programs that we offer. Three areas that we really try to focus on for our kids is academic success, helping them with their schoolwork and homework help, healthy lifestyles. So like you said, being outside, going over and swimming at the YMCA and spending our time outdoors and getting them active, and then good character and citizenship. So helping them build on some skills to make them better citizens in our community.
It's such a great thing to be able to offer to our community and such great work that's being done. Really appreciate everything you and your team does over there. Very, very much.
Thank you.
And we have a great way to show you how much we appreciate you, not only telling you in moments like this and everything, but attending events. These events are fun. They're awesome. They're also a way to raise funds to keep the lights on, if we can be blunt. And I think by going and attending these events or supporting them, sponsoring them, even spreading the word about them, adds to the Boys and Girls Club and shows that you're adding to the Boys and Girls Club, that you were putting investment into them. Let's talk about some of the events coming up, because I can't wait to, because they're awesome. A Toast to Great Futures is coming up right around the corner. Should we start right there?
Sure.
Yeah, let's get that in. This is a fun one.
We have, the Toast to Great Futures is a wine and beer tasting event, and it's going to be on Friday, April 26th at the Ridges from 7 to 10 p.m.
If people haven't heard of this event before, Jennifer, what are some of the things? All right, Katie, I'm sorry. I knew I was going to do that at least once. I'll fix it in editing. No, I won't. I wasn't just joking. But Katie, if you haven't heard of this event before, what can we tell them about it?
Great. Yeah. So we have a variety of things happening during the event. So our guests will come in and have a chance to sample a variety of different wines and beers and whiskey as well. So they'll receive a complimentary wine or beer glass for the event and to do their tasting, as well as have the chance for tasty appetizers and continuing around the room to sample those different opportunities of wine and beer.
It's a fun event for folks, for old, for the parents in a way, for anybody, even if you're not a parent, I suppose. But anybody that'd like to support the Boys and Girls Club that may not have kids that are attending or something like that. I think that's a fun part of this, too. I imagine, too, this is a great way if you are, you know, you have questions about the Boys or Girls Club or you want to, you know, ask. This is a chance to be able to do that straight up. Also, I don't think we get a chance whenever we're talking about events to really highlight just the interacting and just running into people. I can't think of many events we cover, and after that event, I don't hear from one of our listeners or somebody coming in from Midday Magazine, I ran into so-and-so, I haven't seen him in years. Mm-hmm. That's a fun part of these events, too, especially this time of year. Anything to get us out of the house. Anything to get us out and having some fun. It's a really fun event, and it's been taking place at a great spot, too. Nothing to shy away from. This is a really fun event. If people want to attend, do they need the RSVP? Do they need to purchase tickets?
We have a variety of options. So we do have some sponsorship levels that our community members can contribute to, and that will include some tickets depending on the level of sponsorship. And we also then will sell tickets, and they'll be $75 a piece. And we'll start selling our tickets on Wednesday, March 20th. And they can be purchased at the club or also at one of our presenting sponsors at Richard Liquors. And the tickets will be $75 up through April 12th. After April 12th, they'll increase to $85 up into the time of the event or even at the door.
Mm. You definitely want to get them early if you can.
Yes.
It's not only a great way to save on that and everything, but you also let them know the numbers of the people that we're going to be that are going to be attending. That's always helpful for the business and for you guys as well. And I mentioned this before with other nonprofits. If you have a budget and you're marketing and you're looking at the numbers and everything, you're always looking at, well, can I get more bang for my buck, or how much can I get for this? There is nothing that can compare to the PR of attaching yourself to a nonprofit. I mentioned this with the United Way, with our Humane Society, and very much with the Boys and Girls Club. You're not just showing the community that you stand with them and that you support them. It's the people that may not be advertising that are also paying attention, like, well, that looks like fun, or, oh, that looks like something really, I want to be a part of that. So the PR that comes from this is almost, you can't put a price on it. Like, there's no, you want to talk about getting bang for your buck. That is the ultimate way of doing it, attaching yourself with a nonprofit. So hopefully lots of people are going to, you know, give you guys a call and sponsor and be a part of this event out of their heart, out of doing good and everything. But to those that are still on the fence, let me tell you, marketing wise and somebody who studies this stuff and has been in this industry a long time, you get that with this, attaching yourself to these events. Encourage you very much to reach out to the Boys and Girls Club. Look for sponsorship opportunities. Do I see this is being presented by Richard's Liquors?
We do have a variety of sponsors already helping us out. And like you said, it's great for our community to do that with our club. Mm-hmm. And so we do want to mention our presenting sponsors, our Solaris, Richard's Liquors, and also Strongbridge.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a variety of other high-level sponsors that have helped us out this year, too, that will be making our events a success, and that is Aspirus Health and Revision Eye Care, also Renaissance Learning.
Hmm. When you are a part of events like this, not only will you be mentioned with us on the air when we talk about these events, your logo being attached to them with the posters and those things, you just never know who's going to see that or who's going to hear those things. That's the other end of this that I think is great. And this community, and I brought this up a couple years back, and I was surprised I shouldn't have been, but I was surprised a little bit by the amount of support that I got for it. Because for me, I work in radio. I don't have a ton of money, but I choose to spend my money on businesses that put back into our community. When you see, like Solaris is a great example. Mm-hmm. You see them attached to all kinds of events. I like to work with Solaris. We as a station like to work with Solaris. Mm-hmm. I think that they're that part of it too. You're showing not only the community that you support these causes, but other businesses and other mediums out there that want to work with you. There's no downside to advertising and working with a nonprofit, specifically the Boys and Girls Club. There's a lot of great fun aspects of this event, too. We're looking forward to talking more and more about it as we get closer to it. It's going to be a really fun event, though, and a perfect place, again, to have it, too. You can't have a bad time there. It's a great spot. The Boys and Girls Club have a golf outing coming up as well. We're going to touch on that one.
Sure. The golf outing is just about a month after our Toast to Great Futures event. That is put on by Next Home Partners and Richard's Liquor. It's a 9-hole event, so it starts a little bit later. The registration is at 2:30, and the shotgun starts at 3. So if you're working, it's something you can still do a half day or still kind of come in and participate in. It's on Friday, May 17th this year, and there is a special hole-in-one challenge that is worth $11,500. So if you get a hole-in-one, you would be eligible for that prize.
Oh, that's really cool. It's a nice feature.
Yeah, it's presented by Paper City Savings this year, and I don't think we've ever had that option before.
Oh, that's really cool. Shout out to them and them being a part of this, of course. I don't golf too much myself, but I know how much this community loves golf because the listeners are telling me every other day, it's so nice out. We've been able to golf. My little brother has been bragging about being able to get 18 holes in and everything in this. So we know how much this area loves golf. And this event taking place in May, we've got a little bit nicer weather to look forward to. It's a good opportunity for that. And I think one thing that I heard about this event, just talking to some listeners out there building and doing a little homework for our interview today, one thing that I heard right away is, man, I'm looking forward to that. And I think there's that part of this, too. When you get your tickets for these events and maybe they're a month or two away, it gives you something to look forward to in these kind of colder days and stuff. And I think there's that's something that I won't escape past either. It's a very fun aspect of this. And again, all the things I was saying before about being a part of these events, it applies to every one of these. You really add to your business and you really show your community where you stand with these things when you're a part of the Boys and Girls Club. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I agree. And I think when you are sponsoring these types of events, we do lots of different ways to celebrate those sponsors. You know, social media posts, coming on the radio, making sure they have that recognition at the event. So, like you said, people are out there, they're generating noise and talking about the different events, and they're talking about the different businesses that are there. So it's very important.
And Jennifer, and I got it right this time, I'm talking to the right person. Jennifer, when it comes to that, too, that part of it, I imagine, too, it's a way for people to learn more about the Boys and Girls Club and some of the things that you guys do over there.
I agree. I think a lot of people don't realize the cost of our program. Mm-hmm. So the cost of our program is very expensive for us to run as an organization, but we never put that cost on our families. Our membership for our families is very low. It's affordable. And even if they aren't able to pay, we find a way that they can still come. Mm-hmm. It's $40 for the school year membership. They get dinner every single night. We go on field trips. We do different activities, and that does not increase the cost at all. So once you pay $40, that is it for your school year membership. Our summer membership, it's a 10-week summer program, and you're paying $160. So that's $16 a week.
That's wow.
We serve breakfast, lunch, and snack. We go on field trips, like I said. We do educational programming. We help kids with summer learning loss. And they're getting breakfast, lunch, and snack every day. And you know they're safe, and that's really important. We have about 350 kids that enroll in the summer.
Wow.
So there is definitely a need for our program in this community.
And one of the things that there's a lot to be proud of our local Boys and Girls Club, our YMCA, that we appreciate, that new beautiful building. It's still new to me. I love driving past that thing. One of the things that I put my name on, I stand by so much, and I'm not on the boards at these places. I go attend them, but I'm not a paid employee or anything like that, but I will put my name on. I appreciate so much that you guys work with the community, that you understand your community, you talk to it. It'd be very easy to say, this is our price for membership. Enough said. That's it. Not our Y, not our Boys and Girls Club. They want you to be a part of this. They want you to use that building. They want you to be a part of these things. So they will work with you. And as somebody who is one of those kids, to be blunt with you, I greatly appreciate that. I cannot tell you how much this community appreciates it. I hear it all the time. And whenever I have somebody say to me, that's a beautiful building, but I don't think I could afford membership, I correct them right away. Right away. I direct them. I give them the phone number and send them right over there. I greatly appreciate that you guys do that. It goes so much farther than I think we could ever even put into words. And it gets us a lot of great people over there.
I agree. 70% of our kids qualify for free reduced lunch. That's the highest number it's been in years. So that just tells you that need is there, that financial help assistance is there, and that's not going away.
And it's something, you know, well, we have Representative Krugen tomorrow. It's something we'll be talking about with him. And it's one of the biggest things that we're facing as a nation, let alone as a state, is child care. Mm-hmm. And it can't be taken lightly either, the great work being done by the Boys and Girls Club on that front, too. So yeah. There's a lot of reasons to be a part of these events, to attend them, to sponsor with them. You are literally impacting our future. Like, how many things can you say that really can do that in life? And when you're a part of these things, yeah, you're going to have a great time at the golf outing. You're going to enjoy yourself, get some sun, see some people maybe you haven't seen in a while. And all that time you're doing that subconsciously or whatever in your mind, you can be thinking, I'm also doing really good for my community. That feels great. It's a lot. It makes these events a lot more fun. I'll say that. It adds to it and everything. This golf outing that is coming up with the Boys and Girls Club, is this one of those ones that we are going to have people register for and be on the lookout for that?
We do have registration happening for the golf outing. So we have a variety of sponsorship opportunities as well. So we can have community members join as a sponsor for a whole sponsorship. And include a set of four golfers with that to participate. And then we also have just whole sponsorship available to have the community company recognition, or individuals can register for $75 per person. That will include the golf, which is a 9-hole, your cart, and dinner.
Mm, nice. Let's talk about not only the sponsorship opportunities, but different ways that people can be involved, even if it isn't with a sponsorship opportunity. I always like to make sure that we take time for volunteering. And I imagine that you guys are always looking for good volunteers over there as well.
Definitely. Our volunteer base has declined rapidly because of COVID, and we haven't been able to build that back up again. Mm-hmm. So we're always looking for people that have specific skill sets that want to help our kids. One in general would be music. We have a beautiful music studio, so we're always looking for someone to come in and teach some kids some different skills or explore the different instruments we have. Art is another one, or even gym, healthy lifestyles. Someone that's really into sports, they can come run some activities with the kids as well.
It's a great idea, and it's a great way to impact things and get involved in the Boys and Girls Club. We understand that our community, there's lots of people out there that want to do good, that want to add to their community. Maybe they don't have dollars and cents to be able to put into it. Most of us have an hour or two that we can spare out of our week or out of our day to be able to be a part of an event like that or do something like that. We've got so many great creatives out there that know instruments and know how to do these things. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea of reaching out to the Boys and Girls Club and seeing if there's opportunities for you to teach there. I'm an actor, so I don't really have a ton to offer, but I would greatly offer anything I could if the opportunity presented itself. I think that these kind of things are another great way of impacting your community. And a great way of, again, having fun. I tend to do this because I get too serious, but it's so much fun to be a part of things at the Boys and Girls Club. I mentioned this to start off with. When you walk in that building, you immediately feel the energy. And it, just for me, I felt younger, which I don't mind. That feels really nice. When you just get done celebrating a 47th birthday, you feel that stuff. You really enjoy that. There's that aspect of it, too. And there is so much to learn from young people. Mm-hmm. I say this all the time. Teaching for me is a learning experience. I'm fortunate that I get to work with young people every day, almost every day. And when I do, I feel like I'm learning more than they are sometimes. There's that part of this, too, that can't be taken lightly. There's a lot of great opportunities for you at our local Boys and Girls Club. We're speaking with Jennifer Allen, Chief Executive Officer, and Katie Johnson, Special Events and Marketing Director with our Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids area. And I had to pull an audible here, you two, because I love looking at your Facebook page and keeping up on it. And just reading from your Facebook page, as we leap into next month, well worded, nicely done. Let's congratulate our Youth of the Month, February. Jason and Camden were selected by their teams. So congratulations to them. I bring this up in part to highlight them and to remind people that the social media accounts of the Boys and Girls Club are a must follow. It's a great thing to have come up on your feed and a great way to keep up to date on things in your community. It's also good to note that you guys have special Facebook pages for some of your events, right? Is that correct, Jenna?
Yes, that's correct. So our main Facebook page really highlights the programs and activities that we do with the kids. That's where you're seeing the Youth of the Month. Those kids are selected because they're showing good characteristics of things that we want to see in our club. You know, they're positive to their peers. They're helpful. They're enjoying the programming. They're having fun. So that Facebook page is really highlighting kind of what we're doing on our day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And then we also have an events page for our Toast to Great Futures event and for the golf outing. They're two separate pages, but we usually highlight them on our main page so you can follow them from any one of them.
It's a great way of keeping up to date on these things, and especially... You know, I think of my Nana used to have a phrase, you want to make God laugh, make plans. We know that things can change and some stuff might happen from here to there. Anything knocking on wood, nothing does. Mm-hmm. But it is a great way to keep up to date and be aware of those things if something does come up, being liking these Facebook pages. And again, it's another great way of showing support to them. We don't think much of liking something, but that like is one more like that adds to the algorithm that keeps it in people's timelines mm-hmm. and that. And there's a lot more data and science to it that I don't understand, but I do know enough to know that that like really does mean something. When you like something, when you share it on your Facebook page or something, it's going to be seen by people that may not be friends with this Boys and Girls Club mm-hmm. on social media. So it really does go a lot farther than I think we realize. It's important and great to be able to do whenever you can. And let's wrap up one more time with volunteering at the Boys and Girls Club. Really greatly appreciate the work being done over there by you guys, but also by the community and the great volunteers that we get.
I agree. So if you're interested in volunteering, please reach out to us directly. You can call us or email us or comment through our Facebook page, and we'll reach out to you to get that set up.
And if there is a business or there are people out there that would like to know more about some of the things we've talked about today or the thousands of great things the Boys and Girls Club do that we didn't get a chance to talk to in the 20-some minutes we're talking today, how can they reach out to you guys?
So kind of the same route. They can give us a call, shoot us an email, or message us through our website as well. Something that we love to do is give tours. So mm-hmm. if you haven't seen our facility, give me a call and I'll set up a personal tour with you and show you around and kind of see what we do on the day-to-day.
And did you have some? Katie, I'm sorry.
I was just going to mention our website that Jen already mentioned, but our website is bgcwra.org.
Thanks, Katie. Thank you both for being here. Appreciate everything you guys do for our community. And we're thinking of you, and we appreciate you. Keep up the great work. We'll talk again real soon. Don't be strangers. Come by anytime, okay?
Thank you. Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You. Thank you. And we'll take a time out here. We'll come back with more fun right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR, the Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Connexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A conservative law firm is asking the Universities of Wisconsin to end their race-based awards and fellowships. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty claims the Board of Regents' 2024 Diversity Awards are unconstitutional because they leave some students out. Will says the UW is ignoring a U.S. Supreme Court ruling to end race-based programs. The search for a missing 3-year-old boy from Two Rivers is in its second week. Elijah Vu's grandmother made an emotional plea at a press conference Tuesday.
I want everybody to
continue to help us to look for my grandson.
The police chief in Two Rivers says he's very concerned that Elijah Vu has been missing for this long. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. UW-Stevens Point and NTC signed a partnership for a technology management degree program. GreenHeck Group believes this is the future of manufacturing technology, and it will keep people close to home. Current students and alumni of mechanical design engineering, manufacturing engineering, electromechanical technology, and automation systems technology are all eligible to get 56 to 65 credits when they enroll at UWSP. With the recent advancement of automation and technology, new education like this is only the beginning of a thriving field. Extra credits will be available through online courses and at UWSP Wausau. Small businesses who have PPP loans have until March 3rd to apply for loan forgiveness. The U.S. Small Business Administration announced the goodwill exception period allows small businesses with loans under $100,000 to apply for forgiveness through March 3rd. You can visit directforgiveness.sba.gov for more information. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers losing to the Chicago Cubs 6-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on seeing Craig Counsell in a Cubs uniform for the first time.
It's weird seeing him in those colors, but you know, that's what reality is right now. Move on. But yeah, every time we see each other, we exchange pleasantries, but we're both worried about getting our club ready to play the regular season.
NBA, the Bucks are in Charlotte against the Hornets. Milwaukee looking to make it 4-0 since the All-Star break. College hoops, Marquette trounced Providence 91-69. But one of the Golden Eagles' best players, Tyler Kolek, had to leave the game. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Tyler, don't know exactly the extent of his injury, but he went out there. You guys saw he wasn't able to stay in the game, so he's getting checked out right now.
It's an oblique injury for Tyler?
Looks like it. Something in that area.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear and not as cold tonight, low in the upper 20s. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow, a little breezy, high-low 50s. Close to 60 and a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, near 70 Sunday. The wind picks up Sunday afternoon. That'll lead to a chance of rain Sunday night. It's 42 right now.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this February 29th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And welcoming into the studio our great friend, Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationship Educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Jackie!
Hello.
Good to see you. Hey. Appreciate the time, as always, Jackie. You know how much I love talking with you, and our audience learns every time you join us. I don't want to get in your way here, but I do want to tell you, I'm very excited about our topic today. You always got good stuff for us. This is a really special one. Power of awe, Jackie. That's that just alone, that sentence, that phrase, the power of awe, really hits you. You just get moved by that right away.
I'll give you a background story of actually where I came up with this. So this is a recent program I presented a couple weeks ago to a very large, like 100-some people, statewide audience. So it was appealing to other people too. But I teach in person, and I go to different libraries, and I have, you know, scheduled appointments. And so last year, about a year and a half ago, I was in Marshfield waiting for someone to come. And they didn't come, so mm-hmm. I usually wait for about a half an hour after someone doesn't, you know, show up, just in case they're running late, mm-hmm. you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I was looking at several magazines and journal articles, and there is the Journal of Mindfulness, and you and I talk about mm-hmm. mindfulness a lot, and I absolutely love this magazine. I should get it. I don't know. But anyway, this is all meant to be. So in there was an article about this book by a researcher called Dacher Keltner, and it was on awe. And I immediately was like, oh my gosh, this is me. Like, I have to get this. I have to get this book. I have to look into this. Like, this is just amazing. So I truly believe the world all kind of lines up. And
agreed.
So now we're about a year later, and I've had the opportunity not only to read the book, to dig into a lot of this research. And it's awesome, not to be too silly. But,
no, I love what you
but
did there.
it's pretty cool, right? So I think, you know, if I said to you, what do you think of, or what's the picture that pops in your head when I say awe?
My children.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
right
good
away.
One. Wow. Yep. Awesome. Yeah, there you go. Awesome. So a lot of times, you know, people think of like, a very clear, crisp winter night sky.
Beautiful where, sunrise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's stars from one side of the horizon to the other. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, sunrise, sunset, waves, mountains for the first time. Children do come up, you know, sometimes the birth of my child.
Yeah.
Death, if you've experienced death, you know, last breath going out of someone's chest, you know, that kind of thing. Seeing a kid walk for the first time, you know, there's many. We could do many different things. But we all kind of, you know, typically go to nature first.
Mm-hmm.
But what's in this book, what Dacher talks about, is that there are so many elements of awe and how awe is so beneficial to us on a daily basis that we actually need to practice awe. And we need to try to capture that and make it a part of our everyday. And, you know, you think about that. And I always tell folks, you know, think about a child. And I love being around toddlers because I feel like toddlers walk around in a state of awe all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like if you've been around a toddler, like they're literally like, oh.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Right? Yeah. Like anything. You could like open the cupboard and they go,
yeah, there's nothing
right?
like it.
Yeah. Yeah, or, you know, every time they see you, you open the door and you could be the president of the United States,
yep.
right? Queen of England. Like, they are so in awe just to, you know, see you, greet you, right? Like, okay, when do we lose that? Like, when, at what point do we lose that sense of wonder and awe? And so that's kind of what this is really thinking about, it's there, you guys. Awe is around us all day, every day. We have to get out of our heads. And you and I have talked about mindfulness before, but get out of our heads, be present in the moment, look for it, and then reap the benefits of it and what it does for us as a person, as, you know, part of our self-care plan, as part of just kind of being. So if I start off like with what is awe, one definition of awe is the emotion that arises when we encounter vast mysteries of the world that transcend our understanding of things that are happening around us.
That's a great description.
Right?
Wow.
Okay. So, you know, just kind of sit in that for a second. And then I like to follow up with, awe shatters your expectations, it stops you in your tracks, and it evokes mindfulness from the outside. Right?
Oh, great descriptions.
And it does. It does. Mm-hmm. If you think about the last time you experienced awe, whether it was nature or whether it was human nature, it does. It literally like gobsmacks you and it's like, holy smokes, like where did that come from? It takes your breath away. And I've asked folks, like, what, you know, what happened? How would you describe it? And they'd say, like, oh, just, you know, holy smokes, blindsided me, took my breath away. I can't think. And that, yeah, that's awe. Like,
one thing that stood out to me in just reading the what you sent over, Jackie, and doing a little homework on this, when I'm first reading it, one of the first things that pops in my head is the idea of that awe makes you in, it keeps you, gets you in the moment. Yeah. And makes you, and there's so few times in my own life that I do that. So I had never thought about that with awe. When I see, I'm so spoiled with this seat here. Yeah. I got, I see the sunrise every morning, and it never gets old to me. There's never a rerun out there. And when that happens, I usually as rustling as around as I'm crazy man around here in the morning.
Yeah.
But in that moment, boom, I'm just standing there and I'm just looking out there. I'm seeing an eagle pass by and I'm actually in the moment. And I never thought about it. I never associated that with being in awe. So I really appreciated having that. I'll take that with me the rest of my life.
Yeah.
The other part that stood out to me about this too, of those moments, and they can be many, many awe moments in your day.
Yeah.
You and I have touched on this too. Taking the wins. Taking those little wins. There are no, to me, there are no small wins in life. You're in a hurry and you get all green lights. That's a win. Enjoy that. Yeah. Be in the moment. Take that win. Feel good from it. When you have these moments of awe, that's a win. That's a good thing. That's something that you can add to your day with.
Absolutely. So one of the things I teach in many of our programs around self-care and mindfulness and mental health is how do we evoke more happiness? Hmm. How do we evoke more, you know, joyful feeling throughout the day? You are absolutely right. No one, you know, if you do, good for you. No one is, you know, has everything is, you know, roses 99, 100% of the time. It's not, right?
Yeah.
We have a good attitude for it, but here's the good thing. There is something good in it. We can look for a lesson. We can look for gratitude. There's something to be thankful for, even in the worst of times. And what research tells us is that in those worst of times, the ability to find something to be thankful for, the ability to find awe, is so much more powerful than when everything is going great. Yeah. Because it, one, it takes your mind off of the crud, right? Mm-hmm. It bounces us out faster. So, you know, everybody has highs and lows. And your ability to be present in the moment, be grateful or find gratitude, and think of something bigger than us, and that's what awe is. It's something that's outside our comprehension. It's bigger than us. And if we can focus on that, it takes us out of whatever we're coping with or we're dealing with that might seem insurmountable, and it helps us hop back out faster.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some of that kind of data why. And then there's the, you know, physically, like physically, we have physical reactions to it, right? So it slows your heart rate. It literally makes you feel smaller. So in this particular book that I was talking about by Dacher Keltner, he talks about that one of the research projects they did is they actually took folks that were by, they're visiting Yosemite, okay? So beautiful, amazing, you know, takes your breath away, right? And so they took folks that were right next to Yosemite, had just gone and witnessed this, and then they said, draw a picture of, you know, what you saw and of yourself, you know, at Yosemite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they went 60 miles down the road. And they went to a gas station and they said, okay, now draw a picture of Yosemite and yourself next to Yosemite. The people who were next to Yosemite and were there and had just been there drew themselves as tiny, tiny people. Because awe makes us feel small in the world.
Yeah.
And it makes us realize that there is so much more around us. So then there were further studies that people who experience awe, actually their handwriting is smaller.
Huh.
Their perception is smaller.
Whoa.
Because you realize that you and your problems in your world are not as big as you thought.
Yeah.
That you are just this tiny, tiny component of something so much larger. which, again, really good for our mental health and our well-being, which grounds us, again, which then physically lowers our heart rate, calms us. We get that happy hormone. You and I have talked about this a lot, but we get that chemical release of those endorphins and that, you know, happy hormones in our head. So you get a physical reaction to it. So you do get a shot of happiness, literally.
Yeah.
Your heart rate slows, like all of this good stuff. So there's a physical reason of why I'm telling you to do this, because it is good for our health. Like, it is really important. So one of the things that Dr. Keltner did is the series of research, but in the book they talk about, they went to many, many countries. Don't quote me. I think it was over 60 countries. And they asked people several questions. One is, what do you describe as awe? What was your last experience with awe? And then how did it make you feel? Okay. And so all around the world, different genders, different nationalities, different socioeconomic status, right? So this is worldwide. And they were able to categorize it down into 8 different sections of awe. So in the beginning, you know, the first thing I asked you was like, you know, what do you think of when you think of awe? And you said your kids. And so generally kids' nature is kind of what most folks say, or I think what we think of, at least here in the United States. You're right. Sunrise, you know, the stars, the ocean, you know, Grand Canyon. You know, that's kind of what stuff people think of. So that is one component, right? So that is one thing of awe is nature. So seeing something that just takes your breath away. And you mentioned that I am a sucker for this too, because of where I live and my commute. You know, my day is made when I see an eagle in the morning on my way home, right? I literally physically go like this.
Me too. Part of it, that's awesome.
Because I'm looking for it. Because I'm looking for it, right? And then I see it, and then I'm like,
See, it doesn't happen every day, but when you do see them, it feels good. That's awesome.
So, you know, there is. So, it, you know, it can be something that, but it's this idea of, to envelop that. So nature is part of it. Other people is one of the categories. So it could be your children. It could be people around you, you know, that just experiencing. A lot of times it has to do with profound gratitude. So when someone else does something like, you know, so in the book he gives examples like, donating a kidney, right? So when you see that someone gives that ultimate sacrifice of donating, you know, part of their body to someone else, it is in awe, right? Like, we're totally, I'm going to use that word again, like totally gobsmacked of like, wow, like you, I can't even fathom that, right? Like, holy smokes. The next one, I love this, is, you've probably not heard of this one, but it's called collective effervescence. And it's this idea of when you are in a group of thousands of people, that feeling, it literally vibrates through you. So examples are like in a concert or in a very large auditorium with thousands of people experiencing something at the same time. People talked about this even like at political rallies. Talked about it like, you know, in England, seeing, you know, the king and the queen. Again, concerts comes out a lot. But this idea of you are with thousands of people experiencing something at the same time, and there almost is like an emotion that runs through everybody, and you can physically feel it, like a vibration that you can physically feel, that I am here with thousands of people experiencing something at the same time.
Wow. I as you're saying that, I can't be alone in this. Other people are thinking of that moment, you know, when that's happening. And a lot of us, I think, are thinking of a concert, a music concert or something like that. Oh, that's I never thought of that before. Interesting.
And it's funny, years and years ago, I don't know how many, but when Obamas were running for presidency, Mrs. Obama, Michelle, had come to WASA to speak, and we had to stand in line for hours. And I can remember feeling that, and I didn't know it at the time, but just even standing in line, and I can literally remember and having this conversation with colleagues, like, oh my gosh, to be with people who think the same thing you do or similar, you know, and we're literally standing outside in Marathon Park, right? But when you're with thousands of people who have a similar, you know, thought process and thinking, and it was just like, wow, this is cool, right? And so that's that collective effervescence. So that's one of the categories. One of them is visual design. So these are things that generally happen in nature. So this would be like the pattern on a pineapple, right? Mm-hmm. Or the scales on an alligator, or, you know, ocean waves. Mm-hmm. Or so there's some parts in nature where, you know, some parts of the world where two oceans meet and they're two separate colors and there's, you know,
oh, it's so amazing to see that.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So this is that where it mesmerizes you. It literally sucks you in. You're staring at this and it's almost like a, you know, one of those things where you can see it kind of moving in your hand and a little like sucks you in. Mm-hmm. That's that visual. Like it just, it takes, again, can't even fathom that this is in nature. This is here, like wowza bowza. Like
when I was when I first started living out in California, my friend that I was living with, Will, he's like, "You ever seen the fault line?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" It's like, "Oh, the fault line, where when there was Pangea and the planet broke and everything." And I'm like, "Oh, sure, I'd love to see that. I love history." We went there, and I wasn't prepared for it to hit me. It's just Earth.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't seem like it would, oh, well, how would it hit you? But you go over there, and you can't help but feel the history and the vibe of it. And there's a literal vibe that comes from it. It's a moment I'll never forget. That is such an interesting thing, too, that there's a note to that. That's a good one, too.
Okay, so I'm going to go with that. I'm going to piggyback on another one that kind of leads into another one that's called a mystical experience, okay? Hmm. And so it could be something like that. It could be a physical place. It could be something that happens, you know, that you just cannot, it could be faith, it could be not, it could be something that you just can't absolutely explain, right? Mm-hmm. Something happens and you know the world is aligning and you were meant to be there in that time and place, but you can't explain it, right? Mm-hmm. Like there is no explanation for it. Yeah. I feel it, I physically feel it, and I know something happened, but I don't, you know. And so again, no matter what anybody believes or whatever. So that's another category, is this kind of mystical experience of, mm-hmm. I can physically feel this. I know something has happened, but I know somebody outside me had some power and control here, right? Mm-hmm. Huge. And it doesn't make a difference what your beliefs are, but that's another category, is kind of mystical experience. Another one that we often have all experienced, but we probably didn't even realize it was awe, is music. So music evokes awe. So a lot of times, again, when I'm doing this to a large group, I'll ask, you know, like, last time you were listening to something and it literally brought you to tears, you know. And I get a lot of the same answers, you know, like, oh, at someone's funeral, you know, someone was singing Ave Maria. Yep. You bet, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and there's different things. Or a friend of mine, she is recently retired, but she has played in her community orchestra for a long time. Mm. She plays the French horn. And she sent me an email afterward, and she said, "Jackie, I never even thought about it." She goes, "But I literally get that every time we are playing together." Mm. She goes, it literally is like a vibration that goes through my body, and I get the chills, and it's this part of being something else, and that music does for me. And she goes, "And that is why I do it, right? Like that is what I do." And so music is powerful. Music is extremely, extremely powerful. And so it could be lots of different things. You know, it could be different instruments. It could be a particular song. Mm-hmm. But that idea of, again, something that moves you and you get this feeling of, holy smokes, this is coming from someplace else, right? Yeah. And I'm sure we've all experienced that, whether it is. And it's interesting. So in this research, they talk about, it could be a rock concert. Like, and it could be a hymn in church, and it could be an instrumental of a cello. Like, it really doesn't make a difference what music it is, but it evokes something so deep down in you and so raw that you, like, again, takes your breath away. Yeah. Tears form in your eyes, and you don't, someone's like, "What's happening?" You're like, "I don't even know."
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening, right? So we can probably all think of an example of music that does that as well. And then the last one is life and death. And so this is like, you know, the birth of a baby. So if you've experienced, you know, your own children or someone else's, that of that birth actually coming into the world, again, no words, right? I think back, I probably share this a lot, but when my son was, my son is 22, when my son was born, I had three nieces. They were all born within 6 months of each other. And so my son was the last. He was born in April, and then starting, but the due dates were all very close together. But one of my nieces was born very, very premature. She was born at 1 pound, 9 ounces, and at 24 weeks, right? beautiful young woman you would not know today. Mm. But at that time, I was very pregnant, and they were living on the East Coast, and I went down to Duke to visit. And that baby took whole hand and reached out on my fingernail, and the whole entire hand was the size of my thumbnail. And she held my thumbnail, right? And so those fingernails were the time, you know, just teeny, teeny tiny. Yeah. But wrinkles in the nails are, you know, wrinkles in the knuckles and the whole thing. And like, how can something that's the size of a nickel be so detailed? And so that's, for me, that's what I think of. Like, I'm like, oh, like, to this day, it's been 22 years, and I still, oh, like, takes my breath away. I literally telling you the story of a sick feeling at the pit of my stomach, right? Like, wowza, bowza. Like, I will never not be able to get those emotions, you know, from that experience. So birth does that, right? It's just this amazing thing. And on the other hand of that is the other end of the spectrum is death as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you've ever experienced someone take their last breath, or, you know, being with them in the end, there is this sense of peace. There is just a different... it is a different experience. And a lot of folks say, yeah, I, you know, not that I necessarily want to do it again, but it was definitely something that I will never forget, right? And it takes your breath away, because there is almost this, again, a sense of peace that folks don't even have words for. Like, I don't even have a way to describe it to you. That's what folks say about that. So, so those are the categories. So I think, you know, why do we talk about this? There are ways, like you said, every single day for us to see awe. And part of it is, you know, being present in the moment. So now that I described all the categories of awe, you know, really being present in the moment, getting out of our heads, put your flipping phones down. You know, I want you to listen to the radio, but I also want you to be present, you know, in just in, you know, nothingness. And use your senses. What do you see? What do you smell? What do you hear? What do you taste? What do you feel? And what do you see around you? And just letting that be. And that sounds, you know, almost facetious, like, oh, okay, just be. Yeah, that's great, Jackie. But no, seriously, if you can just be and notice what's around you and then let that sink in and get the goosebumps and get that, you will realize your breath slows, your heart rate slows, you have clearer thoughts, you are able to, you know, if you're dealing with something or struggling, you're able to hop out faster because you are smaller, and you realize that your problems are not as big as you thought they were in the big grand scheme of the world.
And so much of what we're talking about here, Jackie, it comes back to being in the moment, or this craving that I think human beings have, whether we realize it or not, of being a part of things and realizing the adjustment that you make in your mind when you realize you're not the center of the universe, you know, that the world doesn't, you know, that you are one of many. And I think that for some people, they get a little taken back by that or that. But I think for the majority of people, especially once you come around to it and everything, there's a comfort. There's a peace that comes with that.
Yeah. You need a reminder. I think we do. As it's in our nature, you guys. Like, we don't want to say that we're selfish, but human beings are self-centered. Like, that is in our nature. So, yeah, any reminder. That's why we say things like practice daily gratitude. Because if you can get yourself out of yourself and focus on someone else, the benefits of you even, you know, doing random acts of kindness and, you know, seeing things that are good around you are so beneficial for our mental health and our well-being.
We can build up things so much in our heads. And this issue that may seem like a big deal to us, it may not be to others. And when you do this, when you kind of realize that you're a part of a big scheme, and you're one of many and everything, that problem may not seem as bad.
Yeah.
It may not seem as big. It may help you focus on these big wins. There's a beauty to that. There's a peace that comes with that that I look forward to others being able to experience and everything.
And absolutely. And that is why we say do this. You know, so one of the things if folks are, okay, so what's, you know, the last step? Like, well, so what does that mean, Jackie? That sounds great, right? Like, so what? Do it every day, right? Yeah. So one of the things we talk about, you said, you know, you stare at your window every morning, you know, take an awe walk. We call it an awe walk. You know, just try to give yourself, even I always tell folks, start with 1 minute, you know, mindful minute, be present in the moment for 1 minute without the stuff in your head, you know, not worrying about what's for supper, not worrying about your laundry, not worrying
being
about,
in that,
you know,
moment.
Be open to what you see, and you will be amazed at what you see, right? Because you are now seeing, you know, Eagles and Hawks and Pelicans and the smile the on someone's face when someone walks in the room. Yeah. Yes. Or, you know, being moved by music or, you know, all the categories we talked about. So
you put a smile on our face, Jackie, every time you stop by. Oh, we greatly appreciate you. Thank you so much for the time and for helping all of us. We really do appreciate it. So many of the things I've heard from our listeners, they help me. They help people out there. You are appreciated.
Thank you.
We'll have more. We'll talk again real soon. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Locally Grown Radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Coming up on Friday on Matt Nair on Air, 10:33, we recombobulate with the one and only Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area. I hope you can join us.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.